Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your home for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in Esther chapter 9, verses 20 through 32, and today's reading describes the origin of the Festival of Purim, an annual celebration to commemorate the triumph of the Jewish people over their enemies. Mordecai, Esther's cousin, who had become a high official in the king's court, writes a letter to all the Jews with instructions for observing the festival. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is prayer. So, let's begin. Esther chapter 9, beginning at verse 20. Mordecai had these events written down and sent letters to all the Jews near and far throughout the Persian Empire, telling them to observe the 14th and 15th days of Adar as holidays every year. These were the days on which the Jews had rid themselves of their enemies, and it was a month that had been turned from a time of grief and despair into a time of joy and happiness. They were told to observe these days with feasts and parties, giving gifts of food to one another and to the poor. So the Jews followed Mordecai's instructions, and the celebration became an annual custom. Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the descendant of Agag and the enemy of the Jewish people, had cast lots, and then the word in the original language was Purim. Lots, or Purim, the dice, whatever, to determine the day for destroying the Jews, and he had planned to wipe them out. But Esther went to the king, and the king issued written orders with the result that Haman suffered the fate that he had planned for the Jews. He and his sons were hanged from the gallows, and that is why the holidays are called Purim. Because of Mordecai's letter, and because of all that had happened to them, the Jews made it a rule for themselves, their descendants, and anyone who might become a Jew, that at the proper time each year, these 2 days would be regularly observed according to Mordecai's instruction. It was resolved that every Jewish family of every future generation in every province and every city should remember and observe the days of Purim for all time to come. Queen Esther, the daughter of Abihail, along with Mordecai, also wrote a letter putting her full authority behind the letter about Purim, which Mordecai had written earlier. The letter was addressed to all the Jews, and copies were sent out to all 127 provinces of the Persian Empire. It wished the Jews peace and security, and directed them and their descendants to observe the days of Purim at the proper time, just as they had adopted rules for the observance of fasts and times of mourning. This was commanded by both Mordecai and Queen Esther. Esther's command, confirming the rules for Purim, was written down on a scroll. And the key verse for today is Esther chapter 9, verse 22, where they were told to observe these days with feasts and parties, giving gifts of food to one another and to the poor. You know, again, the word Purim means casting of lots, what we would call shooting dice or casting dice. And that is how the enemies of God had chosen the day which they had planned to annihilate, to wipe from the face of the earth the very existence of any of God's people. That was Haman's wicked plan. And so it's interesting that God chose to use that same word, the word that was, that, you know, where the fate of the Jews was decided, that same word would be used as a time of celebration. And I'm just reminded of the passage of scripture that what man hath meant for evil, God will turn it for our good. Well, let's pray. Almighty God, eternal is your reign. Thank you for your steadfast love and faithfulness. Daily will I praise you and glorify your holy name. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end just like that. Join me tomorrow as we are going to be reading from Psalm 22. It's a song of anguish and a song of praise. I've had days like that, haven't you? All right, beloved, until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.